19 plus 34. Can you do it?
Tia Vreeland is a kindergarten and first grade teacher at Glacier Valley Elementary School. Her classroom is near the end of the hall, close to the exit. Further down are the older kids. Last year, 8-year-old Eli Wyatt was on this side of the hall in Vreeland's first grade class. He's making a return visit to prove second graders can add double-digit numbers. But Eli's not doing his math on a sheet of paper. He's using magnets on a whiteboard. Some look like sticks, and others are what Vreeland calls dot magnets. They have number values. One stick equals 10.
First step, you have to build the first number. What's our first number?
19.
How many tens?
One.
A dot equals one.
And how many ones?
Nine. My teacher has these, but bigger.
They're bigger?
Mm. And yellow.
How many ones?
One. Vreeland watches Eli add up his magnets and use them to show how he gets the answer, 53. In the end, he has 5 of the stick magnets and 3 of the dots. Vreeland says this strategy is supposed to help kids understand the meaning behind addition and subtraction rules, like carrying and borrowing.
I take 7 ones, I take 8 ones, I put them together, and if it's, it's over 10, I need to regroup, clear my board, take out 10, and get a 10, so that they can see and touch and feel and understand what that magic one, what I considered a magic one, and why it moves over to the next place, and that is the value of a 10.
She wants the students to understand how the numbers they're using relate to each other, so it's easier for them to do math in their heads. Using the sticks and the dots in her lessons isn't new for Vreeland. What is new is using them to teach first graders to add double-digit numbers. The school district adopted new core curriculum standards from the state in 2012. The new state standards cover the English language arts and math. Ted Wilson, Director of Teaching and Learning Support for the district, says its core curriculum is the set of academic goals for the students. He says the math has gotten harder.
In general, the standards were a year ahead of where each grade level was at, starting at kindergarten and going through ninth grade when they first enter Algebra 1.
Wilson says the higher standards make the kids learn more complicated math, but they're also supposed to make them more comfortable with numbers.
So taking numbers apart, putting them back together, understanding how they relate to each other so that when you get to more advanced math later on, you have that foundation of I get how numbers work.
By the time they hit third grade, Wilson says the kids will start learning how to multiply and divide. They'll even be introduced to fractions and decimals, which kids used to see around fifth grade. It's similar for reading standards. Wilson says in the past, elementary kids mostly read narrative stories. Now they're introducing them to more nonfiction, and students have to answer tougher questions to improve their critical thinking skills. Wilson says in addition to the new state standards, the district is also implementing national standards for other subject areas like world language, social studies, and music.
And in fact, this coming year, we're working on the science curriculum, and so that will be the next subject that jumps up from the previous standards.
Once the district finishes with science, it will be done with this 6-year curriculum review, and it will start all over again with math for the next cycle. But Wilson doesn't think they'll change the standards again. Not now, anyways. They need to make sure the standards line up at each grade level so second graders like Eli won't have trouble walking across the hall into third grade. In Juneau, I'm Quentin Chandler.